thinking about, and that is the consequences of sin. My understanding of God and of the scriptures is that the consequences of sin have been paid for in Christ. I do understand, and that is that we can overcome. So one of the things that people have said to me, and that is that, well, you did X, Y, Z, and therefore you must pay, you know, the consequences of this. So I would like to know, Sangit, if this is okay with you, put you on the spot like this, what do you say?
For example, you know the law of gravity. If you hold a ball in your hand, you're standing, and you open your palm and release a ball, it will fall down, goes down. You climb up a building, and from the 10th floor, you jump off. Then you will fall. God tells us the law of spirit life in Christ Jesus and law of sin and death. Each person has, even after born again, have a choice to serve sin, serve the old man of this law. So if a person will free will after being born again, put your hand in the fire, you get burned. Jump off from a 10th floor building, you fall. We walk by the Spirit, the new man walk by the Spirit, God says, you walk by the Spirit, then you will enjoy the accomplishment of Jesus Christ. So God already said the sin has no power over you. So God is saying, don't serve that. Don't serve sin. Don't serve the old man. A person will serve the old man, then he is getting into a hot soup. So that's the thing. Which way you want to walk? The consequence of sin is gone, gone. But if you will walk in the law of the sin and death, the old man, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this dead body, the old man? I thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with the mind, now we have the mind connected with the spirit, spiritual mind, new man. With the mind, I will serve the law of the spirit and life in Christ Jesus. So spiritual minded is life. But fleshly mind is death. Carnal mind is death. So it's there. It's right there. People ask these questions, but it's there, right there. If a person, a born-again person, will walk by the flesh, he's capable to do so. There are two things out there. Carnal words and spiritual words, they're there. Which one you want to eat is your choice still. Your choice to live more abundant life than seek ye first. Tap into God. Go directly to God like Jesus did. Live by every word that is coming out of the mouth of God. So this way you live, then nothing can touch you. You are oblivious to everything, world, what's going on. You are super conquerors in all these things happening. In all these things, God makes you super conquerors. He always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus, always. But it's my choice. So the choice that each person is making becomes visible. Krishna made that choice. He heard simple words from Puran night before. And God's orchestration and mercy that he sent his word. God sent his word through Puran, and those words Krishna received it. He could have thought some other words and he could have died, but he made the choice and he simply spoke to the living God, like Kathy mentioned those words, and the next morning he was fine. People can ask all kinds of things, many things added, subtracted, different words, oh, how about this, that, but it's very simple. A born-again believer who has the Spirit of God, all the ability, but if that person will walk by the flesh, then death. It's not good. Move into the wrong direction. But will walk by the Spirit, hearken to the voice of Jehovah God, that way, receiving that flow from God continually, and not receiving the flow of words, eating those words from the world, then all these blessings shall find you, come after you, and go over you and come in front of you. And the result is that people will see you on top, not beneath, but on top. And blessed are you in the city, out of the city, and so forth. That's what it is. Very simple, clear-cut, simple thing. Man can think many, many things, but what God says is true.
It's like Job, isn't it? He considered. He considered something that he didn't need to consider. And then those words that he was considering then caused him to then take action on them, you know, to make sacrifices for his children, because he thought, considered that there might be a problem with his kids. You know, and so this is like what you're saying to me, like this is like so important, because you have those two, it's like almost like two lifestyles. For if we're, you know, we know that one who's not born again, they only have one. That is the death, the nature of sin and death, and they're under the jurisdiction and authority of the devil, so that's what, you know, they live by until they get born again. But then once you get born again, there's still the two ways to live, like what you're saying is so important, because what you confess, depending on what you say, will bring whatever words that you are saying and believing. If they're the words of the world, they will manifest too. And if you're not saying those words or even eating those words or considering those words, but those that come from the heavenly realm, then your lifestyle is completely different. You know, like you're saying, like top class. And people see that and say, oh, you don't seem to be affected by any of these other things. Well, no, because you're not eating those words, you know. You're not speaking those words. And recently I heard somebody say, you know, the things that come up in the world, the situations, are unavoidable, the negative ones. And I was like, okay, I can't think that. I was like, I didn't say anything, but I was like, then I'm confessing something to say the situations of the world, sometimes, not every time, the negative ones, you know, that we will get involved in or will act upon us are unavoidable, you know. And then, of course, it was the reference of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And that God did not prevent that from happening. So that's sort of an example of how sometimes, you know, in the world acts upon us and does things, and You know, God will always deliver us, though. That's the good news. But now, you know, the thing for me is like, but if we always say what we want, I would never want to say that things that the world could do to me that are difficult and hurtful are unavoidable. I would never want to say, I never want that to happen. So I would never say that. I would say, if I'm always open to God and I keep my heart open to Him and I hear His voice and I obey what He is asking me to do, I am directed by Him. If I'm always being led by God, okay, then I don't get how then the world can do whatever they do to harm me. I have to make a choice, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I have to make a choice to move in that direction then, for then the things of the world to come and put me in harm's way. In some way, and maybe I'm just being very, you know, naive about this, but like, I don't want it. I don't want difficulty from the world. I don't want problems from the world. So I won't say that I will have them. And maybe they will still come, but I'm not going to say that this is part of just living in the world, because then they will happen. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
So it's simple thing. We speak the words that comes from God, and we speak, and also the words, the principle, godly principle that He inspires in our heart. Therefore, we speak words, thoughts, and move in that direction, then that is materialized, becomes. God is able to bring to pass. So this morning, just before this fellowship, Rahul from Gaya, he called me and shared with me many wonderful works are taking place at dozens over many, many places. Today he would be driving to Ranchi, which is the state capital of Jharkhand, from Gaya. Gaya is in Bihar state. I don't exactly know how many hours of drive. I have to look at it, but he'll be going there. And there is a Christian retreat center there. And he will be making reservation, book, a meeting. And he was saying that which will start a few days later. So that's a location where it's central to certain locations around, and he's going to hold leaders meeting for those areas, surrounding areas. So God is continued to add, multiply such as should be saved. He's one of the wonderful example, Rahul, who is being led by God and encouraging others to be as Christ and to show them, God showing through Rahul, how to live more abundant life, happy life, blessed life. We are seeing all the believers, all, okay, some also are coming, some who are going to kind of left field, out of the ballpark. But God is bringing some of these once upon a time key leaders, but didn't follow the right word, right principle. And for certain years weren't productive. But God has brought several of those ones, and now they are productive. They are following the right words. like on the day of Pentecost, apostles' doctrine. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Doctrine is words, instruction, words. And these guys became productive. And I'm very happy, blessed. I'm seeing the change turn around. And today, Bunty is coming. Some of you may know Bunty from Mathura. He was one of the early ones.
Yeah,
Lorian knows. Somehow, certain things hit his heart, pierced his heart. Just recently, I was inspired to send one of the sharings of a group that came recently to my home. So apparently he also receives that audio recording. And the same night, I must have shared, normally I share these things in the morning, early morning. That night, Bunty called me and spoke to me and said that he would like to come to my home. He's coming today, total five of them. And I could hear the change, the meekness, humility, change. God has done something wonderful. And I'm sure God's always working internally, externally, according to the free will of a person. So I feel good. I don't know exactly where Bunty's heart is, but I feel really positive, great. And my desire is for, of course, everyone, but this time specifically Bunty to catch very simple, easy, right words, right way, and that he can be humble to receive that. And he will practice very simple, right way, right doctrine, right words, then he will really flourish. So I'm looking forward for that today, this morning. And by the way, Priya and Madhav had a baby boy on 20th in India time.
They had a baby
boy. 6:49 p.m. India time. 2023, and they are with us at the top floor, Nozomi's apartment, since yesterday. Yesterday was 23rd, so 22nd, and the doctors were amazed at Priya for all this pregnancy time, as well as the day, because of different words, different attitudes, that the doctor said we've never seen to be mother, and this experience, first time experience, and who was brave, positive, and was able to have a normal delivery. And recovery very quick, just like that. They're amazed, all these doctors and nurses, because different words that Priya had and Madhav had in their mind and hearts practicing. And yesterday they came around 4 p.m., 3 or 4 p.m., and Madhav's parents were already, and his brother and his wife, older brother and his wife, they were also, they're staying at Madhav's home, about 15 minutes drive from here. This hospital is halfway between my home and Madhav's home, about 6 minutes drive, very easy. And the doctor that was looking after the lady doctor was wonderful. lady, and on the 19th of November, 20th was the birthday of Aiden, the baby boy. This doctor has an Instagram group, and she asked Priya to share, speak about how she was doing in this pregnancy time, her mind, and how to keep oneself positive and radiant. Because she noticed that, and she really wanted the doctor, the lady doctor wanted Priya to speak. So she got her group, and Priya shared in this Instagram group, video call, and she spoke. So that was wonderful. Before she and mother and the baby left for our home, the assistant doctor personally met Priya, and she said, "My husband and I would like to attend your meeting." She still doesn't know how we do fellowship, but the head doctor has visited Priya's home and was really blessed and enlightened. And so the assistant doctor and husband would like to attend because they don't exactly know how it is, the fellowship is, or one-on-one, that kind of thing. So she desired to get together with Priya. So we are different. They can notice the difference. And difference meaning glorious. We are the brightness of God's glory and expressed image of His person. We are that way because we have His thoughts, His words, and we live by that. So it's materialized, visible. And these people in the hospital, from the nurses, doctors, they are seeing that something good, attractive, positivity, positive thing that is attractive. So that draws those individuals such as should be saved. And God is orchestrating in every situation, every day God is orchestrating for us, and He is working in us internally to keep us positive. God of hope, God of positivity, fills our heart with all joy and peace by our believing. Our mental direction is that way, and through the power, ability of the Holy Spirit, ability of our spirit in us, God's Spirit, and further abound. This will cycle of more hopes, abound in hope. Abound in hope is positive, mind is towards the positive. We have those positive words to say, hope, something nice, things to look forward for. And we are being encouraged, enlightened, that we can have hope. And our hope is something that materializes hope. Hope which is not like worlds. You know, people use this word hope. Oh, I hope so. But they're not expecting. But our hope is expecting the wonderful positive results. And we are thankful to God. We are assured, assurance of things hoped for. Preet and Johnny, Jaden, Zane, they are now with Patricio Maria in Spain, Madrid, and they will arrive here on the 3rd of December, very soon. Then it'll be busy. Wonderful. Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations.
Yes.
So